He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. You may be seated. There's a story that's told of a Sunday school class that was preparing an Easter craft project, and the teacher went around the table asking each of her students what Easter meant to them. She got to one little boy and asked him, "What does Easter mean to you?" The boy looked at her and frowned. He says, "Well, Easter means egg salad sandwiches for the next 2 weeks." Now, those of you who are older, we don't have the chocolate-filled. We used to have really egg yolk and stuff inside. We used to dye them, so it's a lot of fun. Bad answer, but a good question. I think it's a question we need to ask ourselves today. What does Easter mean to us? Who cares? Jesus rose from the dead. Big deal. What impact does that have on your life today? Is it just another opportunity to get a spring outfit, a new one? Back in the old days, there used to be the hats and everything. Easter was the big blowout day. Or is it about the family get-togethers and the food we're going to have and that celebration we'll have one another? Or is it like with me? You can bite the head off of those yellow-colored peeps. Oh, that gives me great joy. But I wonder if you asked the ladies on the way to the tomb of Jesus on that first Easter morning, what does Easter mean to you? What kind of answer would have you gotten from them? Now, reminded that these women are the same ones that watched as the nails were driven in Jesus' hands and his feet and the cross was put in place. They had heard the insults of all the crowd that was around him saying, "If you're the King of the Jews, come down from the cross." They heard all that stuff. They had witnessed firsthand the agony of Jesus' death, and their eyes saw his lifeless body upon the cross. Well, they watched as Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took down the body of Jesus and hastily wrapped it in that burial cloth and shoved it in a tomb. And they knew where the tomb was located. For they had watched the stone rolled in front of the entrance. But then the sun was setting and they had to leave, and so they went back to their homes to observe that Passover meal, and they spent probably the last 24 to 36 hours agonizing over what would come next, because they were the ones that were to have the task of preparing Jesus' body for death. On that first Easter morning, if you were to ask these ladies, "What does Easter mean to you?" I dare say that none of them would say it was filled with joy. For them, it was kind of more filled with obligation. These women were not expecting to see Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead. In fact, Matthew writes these words, "At early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared." Why spices? Because spices were the custom of the day to mask the smell of decomposition of his flesh. So for these women, they were going to the tomb expecting to find the body of Jesus decomposing in a tomb, and they were going to do what they had to do as a faithful Jew. They were not expecting his resurrection. They expected to find a stone and a body, and that was it. Luke went on to say that they were surprised when they find that the stone had been rolled away. Well, wouldn't have you been surprised? It was kind of large. And the fact of the matter is, experience had taught them that crucified people not only die, but they stay dead. In other words, they stay where you leave them. What they didn't find was the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, these are not actions of women who are expecting to find a resurrected Jesus. These were mourners and morticians going to do the task they felt they had to do. No one expected Christ alive, and when they saw it or heard about it, they simply could not believe it. Our text says, is after they looked inside and all that stuff, the text says that they were perplexed. I didn't look up the original Greek, but I think it says something like they were clueless. It's kind of like Macaulay Culkin. Where's the body of Jesus? That's where we left him. Then the angel said unto them flat out, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here, he is risen. Why are you looking for someone who's alive amongst those who are dead? And then the angel reminded him all the words of Jesus while he was still with them in Galilee, how he taught them that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise. It was only then that they remembered the words of Jesus and believed. It was only then, if you had asked them, what does Easter mean to you? They would have said, He is risen! He is risen! Hallelujah! Amen! As I read through this story this morning, this historical account, I can't help at times that you and I are a lot like the women on the way to the tomb on Easter morning. See, we go through those dark times in our lives. I like to refer to them as the valley of the shadow of death. And when we go through those times in our life, we often ask the question, well, who will roll the stone away? It's like these women were going there, we want to do something for Jesus. In times in our lives, we're the same way. When times are tough or we have a tragedy in our life or there's something that we're really struggling with, we try to get that inner strength to kind of pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and to be able to help ourselves or do one for Jesus. We get to our destination thinking we know exactly how things are supposed to be. And when we arrive, it's nothing like we imagine. We're just like the women, head downcast and perplexed because we simply don't get it. Because we like doing things on our own terms. It reminds me of the woman who was finished shopping in the mall, and she came out and she was an elderly lady. She had her bags full of her goodies and she got out to the car and there was four men sitting in the car. She had a conceal and carry permit, and she pulled out her firearm and says, "Get out of the car. I have a gun, and I know how to use it." She didn't have to ask him twice. All four men, burly men I may add, bailed out of the car at the voice of this elderly woman. The woman, after she got herself together, she put her bags in the back seat, and then she sat in the driver's seat and tried to put her keys in the ignition, and guess what? They wouldn't fit. And about then, she realized that her car was parked about four or five down. So she got her stuff out of the car, put it in her own car, and drove directly to the police station to turn herself in. The desk sergeant to whom she told the story nearly fell off his chair laughing. He pointed down at the other end of the counter and says, "You see those four men down there? They just reported a hijacking or a carjacking by an elderly woman with thick glasses and curly hair, less than 5 feet tall, carrying a very large handgun." No charges were filed. When we think that we have all the answers, when we think we get to the place in life where we're going to do something for Jesus, it turns out all along that He wants to do something for you and for me. See, what we need more than anything else is the same thing these women needed. They needed to hear Jesus. And be reminded of the words that Jesus spoke. So what's the first thing these ladies do once they hear the good news? They're the first missionaries on the scene. They go straight to the apostles, and the Greek has an understanding of they kept on telling. It's a relentlessly ongoing, not taking no for an answer. But we saw the angel, dazzling clothes. The angel told us, remember all that Jesus said? He is not there, He is risen. They're all excited, and guess what the apostles did? The same Greek word on the opposite, they kept on unbelieving. They wouldn't have it. Well, what of you? These crazy women show up and say, the body of Jesus is now risen from the dead. We saw Him be crucified. He's dead. We know what dead looks like. Even after Jesus had told them on numerous occasions that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, crucified, and on the third day rise. Wouldn't you think on the third day they would be at the tomb of Jesus, waiting for the sun to peek over the horizon? Their rocking chairs or their stadium seats are there. We're just waiting with bated breath. Come on, Jesus, you can do it. Come on, Jesus. No, they're hiding. They're hiding for fear of the Jews. What does Easter mean to them? I dare say it's not joy, it's utter terror and fear. There's another story I heard of a 5-year-old boy by the name of Johnny. He was in the kitchen helping his mother as she made supper. Her hands were full, so she asked her 5-year-old son if he would go into the pantry and get her a can of tomato soup. Johnny looked at her for a moment and he says, no, it's dark in there and I'm scared. Of course, the mother never gave up. She continued to prod him. Johnny, give me a can of soup. My hands are full. And he says, Mom, no, it's dark in there and I'm scared. Finally, the mother says, it's okay, Johnny. Jesus will be in there with you. You can imagine little Johnny kind of tiptoeing towards that dark closet door and opening up. And it's pitch dark and he's terrified. And he turns around to walk away. And then it dawned on him. He went back to the door and says, Jesus, if you're in there, would you hand me the tomato soup? Needless to say that fear can literally paralyze us and hold you and me captive. See, just like Jesus' own disciples on that first Easter morning who were being held captive by their own fear, and just how the women on that first Easter morning sought to solve all the problems by doing their work for Jesus, those disciples still remain trapped because they didn't think Jesus could do anything for them. After all, he's dead. What good is he to us now? But now I come to you. What does Easter mean to you? Now be honest. Easter, is it primarily about the new outfit you get for spring? Is it about the family gathering and the big lunch and you're thinking, Pastor, keep it short because I got some food on the stove and I don't want it to burn, so just don't preach so long? Or is it about the eggs and the candy? Or for me, was it about the old chocolate rabbit where they used to be solid chocolate and then they become hollow? So Jesus is risen. Big deal. What difference does it make to you? What literally does Easter mean to you? Before you answer, I want you to revisit the words of Jesus. And as the women were frightened and bowed their heads, faces to the ground, and the men, the angel said to them, why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here, he has risen. Remember what he told you when he was still with you in Galilee, that it is necessary for the Son of Man that must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and crucified on the third day rise. I want you to focus on the words, it is necessary. Dear friends, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ wasn't an accident. It wasn't like Jesus just happened to fall into the hands of the Romans and the Jews and got himself in a pickle and couldn't get out. He went there for the reason of suffering and dying. To take away all of your sins. It's like Jesus walked up to Satan and says, yo, Buckwheat, give me the best you got. Give me everything you got. Satan gives his worst and Jesus dies and then he rises again. You see, the good news is that the worst that the world can give you, the worst that you can give yourself because of your sin, God has the ability to undo. He has the ability to forgive, to give new life, to change everything about us, make us a new creation. Therefore, Easter means that we no longer need to struggle to do things for Jesus. We simply need to receive what Jesus has done for us. Easter is about, like the women, listening to the voice of Jesus as his word says, as a called angel of the word, I forgive you all of your sins. Do you think I have the power to forgive you? Only through Jesus. Or the words of Jesus when he says, this is my body given for you. Eat it. This is my blood shed for you. Not only for your forgiveness, but for the strength in your faith. We need Jesus. Easter means that you no longer need to be captive to fear. Easter means that not only your sins forgiven, but God has pronounced that holy absolution upon you, has given you the promise of eternal life, has ushered you into his family, and has given us the ability to say, you know, he is risen. The good news of Easter isn't that Jesus died upon the cross. The good news of Easter is that Jesus died upon the cross and he rose on the third day, just like he said. See, the point is that Jesus' resurrection shatters that iron grasp of fear that Satan has on so many people and literally sets us free. What does Easter mean to you? He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. May the peace of God, which transcends all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.